You're listening to Beyond the Ribbon, a podcast of the Cancer Survivorship Center, powered by 24 Hours in the Canyon. This podcast is brought to you by Auto Inc. Auto Inc. is a distinguished family of dealerships redefining automotive excellence. Be sure to check out their website at autoinc.com. Hey everyone, welcome to this episode of Beyond the Ribbon. My name is Ryan Parnell, and as always, I'm joined by my co-host and oncology nurse, Pam McMillan.
How are you today?
Pam, I am doing well. How about you?
I'm doing well, trying to get everything done before the end of the year.
Have you done that yet?
No, not yet, but working on it. But this is a time that we listen to a lot of music, right?
Absolutely. You know,
your favorite holiday music, right?
It is after Thanksgiving. Okay. And so it's appropriate now to be into Christmas music.
Right.
But not before. I'm one of those people, not before Thanksgiving.
You know, sometimes music can move you. It can bring out different emotions. And so, you know, we always are exploring different things here at this center. And, you know, one thing that we haven't recently, but we have in the past, is we used to have music therapy.
Yeah.
You know, and I think there's a lot of benefits for people just to listen to music.
Oh, I think there is too. You think about songs that, and sometimes you talk about songs that when you hear, elicit like a response, like, oh, I remember that show or that time we did this and they played this song and we had and all the things, right?
Right.
So you're exactly right. So that's, of course, why we're talking about music therapy. Pam, I'm excited about our guest today. In getting to know her real quickly, was very impressed.
Yes. I think she knows a little bit about music.
Yeah, I would think so. So we are super excited today to have Dr. Carol Gardner. She has her doctorate, listen to you guys, in music therapy from New York University. Probably one of those places that is very well versed in music, I would assume, much like everything, right? It's the center of all things. She's been in music therapy for over 30 years. She's also, by the way, Pam, a licensed professional counselor and a 2-time cancer survivor. So we are super excited. Dr. Gardner, Carol, how are you? Thank you for joining us.
I'm doing very well and very glad to be here this morning.
Well, good. You know, our listeners will know this, but we always like to kind of start really kind of basic. And let's just talk about, like, what is music therapy? I mean, can we summarize that pretty simply, or is that a difficult discussion?
It can be done very simply, and sometimes it's hard to explain unless you've experienced it. Mm-hmm. But music therapy is actually using music to reach the goals of therapy. And music therapy can be so broad and used with so many different populations. What we've often done with cancer for survivors and even individuals in cancer treatment is focused on relaxation, stress management, and using music to allow a person to get in touch with their own inner strengths.
So, you know, you talk about music therapy, you know, we talk about just counseling and, you know, a lot of people have this picture of people going in and sitting on this couch. So do we just go in there and listen to some music?
It can be very active or it can be a listening experience. So quite often we do relaxation to start with and then listen to a very specifically prescribed piece of music that will help to relax a person or help them to get in touch with some very positive imagery that they can use in their life and in the recovery. But you can do it differently than that. You can get up and move to music. You can pick up an instrument and play music. So it has a lot of different approaches, and it really depends on the individual and what they're looking for, what they need in their life right now.
So you said something that I think is, I kind of chuckled internally, which elicited a response, right? And that's what we're talking about with things. But you said, pick up an instrument. And I'm visualizing people saying, I am not musically inclined. There's no way. I can't put two notes together. But you don't have to, right?
No, you do not have to be a musician to experience music therapy or to use music in your life. Listening to music can be very effective. Or if you want to be in a group, in a music therapy group, you could pick up a tambourine.
Yeah. You know, we've done a couple episodes or an episode or two on music therapy with drums. and rhythmic tapping and things like that. And so, yeah, it's very simple to be engaged in those. It's not like you're picking up a guitar or the piano, things like that, right?
That's right, yes. And being in that kind of a group really fosters a sense of connection with others.
Yeah. Is it something too, because I feel like, as we mentioned, music is very relatable. And you mentioned something that said a prescribed piece of music. Do you mind discussing that?
That would be, if you're working with a music therapist, the music therapist is going to listen and find out what your goals are and maybe what problems you're having right now and what you'd like to address in that moment. And then they're going to choose a piece of music. And it could be something from your genre that you really enjoy, or it could be just a very relaxing, calm type of selection, maybe classical, maybe nouveau, new age music. Mm-hmm. And so it just depends on what the client is wanting to do.
Brian, you'll have to find something besides Metallica.
Yeah.
I don't think that would work.
Carol, I'm a closet metalhead. Uh-huh. And so, yeah, I do enjoy, I'm coming clean here. I do enjoy Metallica. I don't know how that would fit in very well with music therapy, but it is therapeutic for me. Driving and listening, because I'd like to air guitar and play the drums on the steering wheel. So maybe that's my own version of therapy, but this is not about me, Pam. Let's get back to the topic.
That's right. So tell us how music therapy works.
It really depends on the person that you're working with. But one of the things that I'm very interested in these days is guided imagery in music. And guided imagery in music, you have you could do it individually or in groups. And if it's like an individual session, you would have a prelude. And that's where we talk about, okay, what's going on in your life? And what would you like to address? What do you need today? And then we go through a progressive relaxation, just relaxing the body. Then we start the music. And the music will be chosen depending on what the client needs. Mm-hmm. And they will listen to maybe a 10-minute piece of music. And that music will be designed to evoke some imageries. And you know, when you've listened to music, there may be some music that just puts you into a deep relaxation. Then there's other music that makes you feel like you're an epic hero mm-hmm. in a movie. Mm-hmm. Other music that might remind you of your children.
Yes.
Uh-huh. So music can be used in so many different ways. But it's your own subconscious that comes up with the images and the associations to that music. So the client is in a relaxed state listening to the music, and then we share what imagery came up for them. And then there may be a drawing. Quite often it's helpful to process that through drawing a mandala. Mm-hmm. And then more processing about what that imagery meant to them and how they're feeling at this point. So quite often they can get in touch with very spiritual, uplifting types of memories, mm-hmm. or they may connect with someone who's very important in their life.
Mm-hmm. Wow. It's very individualized is what I'm hearing. Right? Mm-hmm. But in a group setting, it still can be very individualized.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And how does that work?
In a group setting, you might have a theme to start the group out with. You might want to be working with body image with women who've had surgery. You might want to work on just the relaxation and stress management. So you would pick a piece of music and the entire group would usually, you can do it sitting up or lying down. And you would have a period of relaxation. We go do a body scan, do a little imagery. You might use an imagery of bringing in a color into the body, throughout the body, and breathing with that. Or you might have an image of a soft breeze or the sunshine and work that all sunshine all the way through your body. And then we would listen to, the whole group would listen to a piece of music. And after that, they might have their own time to do some kind of processing. And then we come together as a group and share mm-hmm. what we experienced and what we want to take with us from that.
So is there a group of people that benefit more from music therapy than others?
Music therapy is a broad field. It's being used a lot with children, mm-hmm. with special needs, with autism, with the developmental delays, all the way up to geriatric.
Mm-hmm. A lot. Everyone can benefit.
I spent about 16 years working with geriatrics.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Doing music therapy.
Yeah.
I could see cancer survivors really benefiting with connecting with emotions, relaxing, you know, yes. Going to a scan, you know, putting on some nice, calm music that they may have learned in their therapy. Is there other things that they might benefit from?
Well, I think that music is very important to almost everybody. Once in a blue moon, I might meet somebody who doesn't use music in their life.
Yeah.
But I think it's so important to use music intentionally in your life, mm-hmm. meaning that you know what your playlist is and you know what you want to listen to when you need to get up and move.
Yeah.
And you know what you like to listen to when you're washing dishes, cleaning the house. You know what you want to listen to first thing in the morning. And I wake up every morning. I have my music on my TV, and I sit on the couch and drink my coffee, have a little breakfast to start. But I'm listening to light classical or jazz, and right now Christmas jazz.
Yes, yes, yes.
But that's how I start my day. When I was in treatment for colon cancer and was going through chemotherapy and had a lot of negative side effects, music was very important to me. And I would turn time and time again to recordings on YouTube that had some kind of healing scripture with a musical background. And to me, that was very, very relaxing and calming and helped to reduce pain.
It's very interesting to hear you talk about that, because there's a couple of things I think that are good takeaway points, Pam, for our listeners. One is, this doesn't have to be complicated.
Right.
You know, you just said it's on your TV, it's on YouTube, it's on these things that we carry around with us all the time. There's countless hours of music that you can find. But then you also said it varies and it changes depending on what you're doing mm-hmm. and what your mood is. And so encouraging people to plan ahead. I mean, I'm sure there's some spontaneity that is good as well, but planning ahead, I know I'm going to be going to chemotherapy, or I know I'm going to be going for this.
Scan
this or gets me in the mood to kind of get through that.
Yes.
You know, your go-to playlists, and maybe those things are, maybe you have multi-playlists for whatever the situation is. But I think it goes to planning ahead and being prepared for that and designing it for what meets your needs.
Yes. We're so fortunate today that we have access to any kind of music that we want to hear. And all we have to do is go to any of the music servers, Apple, mm-hmm. Amazon, Spotify.
And it's relatively inexpensive, if not free.
Yes.
Which exactly. is crazy.
You don't yes. have to wait for the DJ to play your song, right?
Call in and make a request.
Yes. Have my Echo Dot set up in the kitchen so I can just say, Alexa,
play this. Yes.
Some ragtime music.
That is very, I mean, I just found myself pondering that when you said that, because it is, I mean, it is at our fingertips at all times. We just have to utilize it and utilize it to best meet our needs.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Music can be a tool. It can yeah. be a resource.
So if somebody wants to go to music therapy, how do they reach out and get in contact with you so that they can benefit from this service?
Well, my name is Carol Gardner, and my email is cgtherapy@icloud.com.
Okay. Yeah. So how does that typically work? You come in once a week, every other week? How does therapy work with that?
It can be very flexible. You can start with once a week, but even if you're doing a guided imagery, once a month is a good frequency, because you're going to do a lot of processing in between.
Yeah.
If we're going to be in a group, once a week is helpful, because you can review every week what the resources that you used.
And also, is that something that if I want to come to you before I have my scan or the day, you know, those kinds of things. Is that appropriate?
Yes, it is. And we can do, we incorporate a lot of relaxation techniques. Yeah. And you have to, some people have to learn how to relax. It's not that easy. Sometimes it's hard to shut off that fear.
Yeah. And
sometimes it's hard to shut off those thoughts that are going round and round. So it does take a little practice to learn how to drop down into your body and how to relax.
Is there a simple tip that you could give our listeners just to help them relax?
I always go back to the breath. Mm-hmm. Mm. The breath is always accessible. Mm-hmm. And one thing I've done when I had some kind of a medical procedure is pick out a song and sing it in my head as I'm having the procedure, because then it takes my mind away from what's happening to me.
Yeah.
It's that outer body experience, kind of.
Yes.
Yeah.
And if you're doing chemotherapy, have your earbuds.
Yeah.
And your playlist handy.
Have it going. I can't get away without saying this. I don't know what it is, but the folks that we have, like Carol on, who are therapists, who are counselors, have such an amazing voice.
Yes.
Are you noticing that? Again, with Carol?
As she was talking about the sun coming in.
Yeah, or you start to feel that.
You feel that, and you're like, okay, is it the voice?
Or it is.
Is it just the person? So,
And I'm sure some of our listeners who follow us and listen to it whenever we have a counselor on probably think the same thing, because, I mean, you're gifted. You guys are, no one wants to listen to me. And so I think it's great, because it is. You're drawing me, and I feel that same way with you, Pam. We're drawing us in as you're talking about this. And so it's so powerful. So you are very gifted in this area. There's no question. And I think it's important that our listeners understand that this is not, as I said earlier, it's not complicated, but there are folks that can help like you. There's probably other resources, like you said, on YouTube. Is there an app that they could utilize that you're aware of? Is there anything else that you could, you know, impart wisdom to our, 'cause some of our listeners don't live here. So is there something else that you could impart with them? Just a little nugget or two.
There are apps available. In fact, there are more and more popping up all the time right now. One that I use a lot is Calm.
Oh, yes.
And that has everything. If you're having trouble sleeping, it has a whole section of guided imagery that you can listen to. Some of it has music in the background. Some of it is just the voice. But put that on. I put that on, and by the end of that recording, I'm asleep.
You're out.
Yes.
Well,
so I try to keep my earbuds close by my bed. So mm-hmm. if I wake up in the middle of the night and I cannot get back to sleep and my thoughts are going, mm-hmm. I put my earbuds in and go to Calm or go to a YouTube recording and listen to a guided script.
That's a very good tip, because we do have a lot of listeners that say, well, that's great that Carol is here, but I don't have access to Carol. Right. I don't live here. So that's a good tip to do, because, and it's interesting that you said more and more they are popping up, and you talked about for sleep, because we know a lot of our folks struggle with sleep.
I think it's probably up there in the top five side effects of treatment.
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. So guided imagery, the calming sounds.
Yes. The ocean sounds. A lot of people really find that relaxing.
Mm-hmm. So is there, you said you're also a licensed professional counselor. I'm assuming that there is a totally different purpose for counseling versus music therapy.
I would not say that. Mm-hmm. There are different techniques that are used, mm-hmm. But they really do blend together.
So you could do both at the same time?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, I could see that. I could see that crossover. Mm-hmm. And I could see the benefit of, I'm here for music therapy, and oh, by the way, a little counseling gets snuck in there.
It's almost, that would be impossible to avoid.
You know, with our mat training, a lot of our facilitators do the guided imagery mm-hmm. after they've done the study.
Yeah.
And that has really been beneficial yeah. for our patients.
And our mat training is, for those of you that may not be aware, and for Carol, is our chemo brain class. It's memory and attention adaptation training. And it's that, for, if you're curious about that and listening, that is another free service that we offer here at the center. It's a very simplistic Comes with a little bit of homework, but it's a very simplistic way to kind of retrain your brain and your thoughts and your processes so that you help overcome some of that forgetfulness and the brain fog and all the things that come along with the side effects of treatment. And so that's led by some of our licensed professional counselors that we work with. And we've seen great results with that. And I know they do use some guided imagery in there too, to kind of help you remember and like focus on when you set something down, where you've set it so that you remember guided imagery wise, you picture where it is.
That's excellent.
Yeah. Yeah.
Carol, is there anything else that you would like to talk about music therapy to our listeners?
Okay. I think that it's just real. I can tell a little bit about some of the things that music has been used throughout history. Mm-hmm. Music has been used to draw people together throughout history. Even the hieroglyphics that you see in the cave, you'll see people gathering together and dancing in musical instruments. So it has been used for such a long time to draw people together. When we have our weddings, we have music. When we have a party, we have music. When we go to church, we have music.
Yeah.
So that's one of the things that music does, is draws people together. And it also affects our moods. And we do something that we call isotonic. And that means that you start with music that matches your mood, and then you start to change it. So maybe you're feeling really angry. And you want something like your heavy metal. You want something with some rhythm in it.
Yeah.
So you might want to listen to that and then gently turn it down to something more relaxing where you can focus.
Yeah. Music is powerful. I mean, it is. It's very powerful. And it's very interesting how it can be used to affect our moods, change our moods.
Right.
Especially for survivors when they're going through various difficulties and times.
I always like to look at other people's playlists. You know,
yeah.
You can see what kind of gets their mood going or, you know, relaxes them. So share your playlist.
Yeah, absolutely. next time you come into the center after you've listened to this podcast, find Pam or myself and tell us what's on your playlist.
Yeah.
You're right. I think it would be very interesting. And maybe examine your playlist.
We need to find you some more calming music, I feel like.
That's another day's topic. Carol, is there anything else that we've left out? Anything that I think you feel like needs to be covered?
I think it's very important for people to identify what is the music you love and listen to that.
Very simple.
Well, that brings us to our last segment. We are sponsored by the Auto Inc. family. Do you have an Auto Inc. inspiring moment that you could share with our listeners?
I think it's when I have done music therapy and someone comes in and they're either in pain emotionally or physically. And when they leave the session, their face is relaxed and they have a gentle smile on their face.
Yeah.
I mean, I can totally see that because, you know, you're having a bad day. You get in your car and you turn on that music and it just changes your mood.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow. I think we take music for granted.
We do.
I mean, I know I do. And I think that it's something that we all have access to and probably should take better advantage of.
Absolutely.
Wow. Well, thank you, Carol, for joining us.
Absolutely. This has been a real pleasure.
Well, us too. And I know our listeners feel the same way because it can be something that you're unaware of. And so we like to bring light to these resources. We like to bring light to things that can be beneficial. Give your website or your email address one more time.
It's cgtherapy@icloud.com.
cgtherapy@icloud.com. Send Carol a message if you're interested in music therapy, have more questions. She'll be glad to get back with you. And Pam, I think our homework is to examine our playlists.
Yes. I don't know if I can go to Metallica, but maybe I need a try.
Well, we can arrange that. We can arrange that. Well, in all seriousness, I think it's important that everyone kind of evaluate their playlist. And I think that's a good thing, especially this time. And it changes. It's just Carol said right now. It's Christmas stuff. And so I think that's wonderful.
I think if you're struggling, find that song that brings you to that happy place. Mm-hmm. If you're going in for a scan, you know, there are so many resources out there. So make sure that you check out those.
Yeah. And I think it's a good one too, that she mentioned about the Calm app. I think that's something that would be very beneficial. I know somebody right now is going C-A-L-M in the app store. So I can just feel that. So yeah, take advantage of that. Share this podcast with your friends. Join us here at the center. We got a lot of things coming up for next year, which is hard to believe. It's right around the corner, the new year.
It will be here before we know it.
That's right. And so definitely want to stay tuned for our end of the year podcast that will be coming out very soon, where we talk about the new things and the various things that we're going to be changing and adding and bringing in next year. I think we got a lot of things happening.
Yes, we do.
We do. So, hey, you know, make sure you come by. If you haven't been by here to the center yet, swing by before the end of the year. Get in here. Check everything out, get signed up on our programs, get signed up into our app, and then make sure you join us next time for another great episode of Beyond the Ribbon.
Thanks again for listening to Beyond the Ribbon. We'd like to extend a special thanks to the Auto Inc. family of dealerships, as they have supported the 24 Hours in the Canyon Cancer Survivorship Center since 2016. For more information on the Cancer Survivorship Center, please visit our website at 24survivorship.org.